I'm Charlie O'Brien. Atlanta police say two people torched an unoccupied police patrol car about 4 a.m. Saturday. A group opposed to the Atlanta Police Training Center under construction is taking credit and promising more attacks. Police Chief Darren Shearbaum says they're investigating.
As part of that investigation, a person of interest was developed. That individual is not here, but is currently being sought for questioning by the Atlanta Police Department.
The chief anticipates arrests. The patrol car arson Saturday follows an arrest of a person suspected in the burning of police motorcycles last July. Georgia is among the states with the highest rate of disenrollment from Medicaid in the nation. The Peach State's not-so-peachy program is dropping over 500,000 people from Medicaid. Adults and children. It caps a year-long process mandated by the feds. Georgia is dropping people who don't qualify or cannot be reached. Atlanta has a new fire station. Firefighters say the new location will improve response time. More from Katie Gray.
Friday, fire officials ribbon-cutting the newest station, 36. Atlanta Fire Rescue Chief Roderick Smith tells Atlanta News First the new $5.5 million location will impact response.
Improve as we put more equipment in this space, and so we can handle the call volume.
Retired firefighter Michael Russell says,
"We're really proud of this fire station because we know how hard it is to get new equipment and new fire stations."
Serving the community for over 30 years, he says he's grateful to see the investment.
"We're really glad that they're pouring back into the community. And this station is just beautiful."
I'm Katie Gray.
Dexter Scott King remembered with a candlelight and music experience last night at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. The youngest son of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. died January 22nd from pancreatic cancer at 62. With the Georgia News Network, I'm Charlie O'Brien.